Chapter 7 The Heights. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Alif, Lam, Mim, Saad. This is the book, the Quran, sent down to you, O Muhammad, not to create doubt in your heart, but so that you may warn with it and provide a reminder for the believers. Say, O Muhammad, to the idolaters among your folk, follow what has been sent down to you from your Lord, and do not follow any other protectors and helpers who order you to associate partners in worship with Allah besides Him. Little do you remember. And a great number of towns did we destroy for their crimes. Our torment came upon them suddenly by night, or while they were sleeping for their afternoon rest. No cry did they utter when our torment came upon them but this: indeed, we were polytheists and wrongdoers. Then surely we shall question those people to whom the book was sent, and indeed we shall question the messengers. And surely we shall narrate to them their whole story with knowledge, and indeed we were not absent. And the weighing on the day of resurrection will be the true weighing. So as for those whose scale of good deeds will be heavy, they will be the successful. And as for those whose scale will be light, they are those who will lose themselves by entering hell, because they denied and rejected our signs and revelations. And surely we gave you authority on the earth, and appointed for you there provisions for your life. Little thanks do you give. And surely we created you, and then gave you the noble shape of a human being. Then we told the angels, "Bow down to Adam." And they bowed, except Satan. He refused to be one of those who prostrated. Allah said, "What prevented you, O Satan, that you did not prostrate when I commanded you?" Satan said, "I am better than him, Adam. You created me from fire, and him you created from clay." Allah said, "O Satan, get down from this paradise. It is not for you to be arrogant here. Get out! For you are of those humiliated and disgraced." Satan said, "Allow me respite till the day they are raised up on the day of resurrection." Allah said, "You are of those allowed respite." Satan said, "Because you have sent me astray, surely I will sit in wait against them on your straight path. Then I will come to them, from before them and behind them, from their right and from their left. And you will not find most of them as thankful, and they will not be dutiful to you." Allah said to Satan, "Get out from this paradise, disgraced and expelled. Whoever of those among mankind will follow you, then surely I will fill hell with you all. And O Adam, dwell you and your wife in paradise, and eat there as you both wish. But do not approach this tree, otherwise you both will be of the unjust and wrongdoers." Then Satan whispered suggestions to them both, in order to uncover that of their bodies which was hidden from him. He said, "Your Lord did not forbid you from this tree, except to prevent you from becoming angels and from attaining immortality." And Satan swore by Allah to them both, saying, "Indeed, I am one of the sincere well-wishers for you both." So he misled them with deception. Then, when they tasted of the tree, that which was hidden from them of their private parts became manifest to them, and they began to place the leaves of paradise over themselves in order to cover their shame. And their Lord called out to them, saying, "Did I not forbid you that tree and tell you, 'Indeed, Satan is an open enemy to you?'" They said, "Our Lord, we have wronged ourselves. If you do not forgive us and do not bestow upon us your mercy, we shall certainly be of the losers." Allah said, "Get down, one of you an enemy to the other. On earth will be a dwelling place for you, and an enjoyment for a time." He said, "There you shall live, and there you shall die, and from it you shall be brought out and resurrected. O children of Adam, we have bestowed garments for you to cover yourselves, and as an adornment, and the garment of righteousness, that is better. Such are among the signs and revelations of Allah that you may remember. O children of Adam, do not let Satan deceive you as he got your parents, Adam and Eve, out of paradise, stripping them of their garments to reveal to them their private parts. Indeed, Satan and his tribe see you, while you do not see them. We appoint the devils as companions for those who do not believe. And when they commit an evil deed, they say, We found our fathers doing it, and Allah has commanded us to do it. Say, No, Allah never commands evil deeds. Do you say of Allah what you do not know? Say, O Muhammad, My Lord has commanded justice, and that you should face Him only and worship none but Allah in each and every place of worship, in prayers, and not to face other false deities and idols, and invoke Him only making your religion sincere to Him by not joining in worship any partner to Him, and with the intention that you are doing your deeds for Allah's sake only. As He brought you into being in the beginning, so shall you be brought into being on the day of resurrection in two groups, one as a blessed one of believers, and the other as a wretched one of disbelievers. A group He has guided, and a group deserve to be in error, because surely they took the devils as protectors and helpers, instead of Allah, and yet consider themselves guided. O children of Adam, take your adornment by wearing your clean garments, while praying and going round the sacred house. And eat and drink, but waste not by extravagance. Certainly Allah likes not those who waste by extravagance. Say, O Muhammad, who has forbidden the adornment of clothes given by Allah, which He has produced for His slaves, and all kinds of halal, lawful things of food? Say, they are in the life of this world for those who believe, and exclusively for the believers on the day of resurrection, while disbelievers will not share them. Thus we explain the signs and revelations in detail for people who have knowledge. Say, O Muhammad, but the things that my Lord has indeed forbidden are great evil sins, whether committed openly or secretly, sins of all kinds, unrighteous oppression, joining partners in worship with Allah for which He has given no authority, and saying things regarding Allah of which you have no knowledge. And every nation has its appointed term. When their term is reached, neither can they delay it, nor can they advance it an hour or a moment. O children of Adam, if there come to you messengers from amongst you, reciting to you my verses, then whosoever becomes pious and righteous, on them shall be no fear, nor shall they grieve. But those who reject our signs, revelations, and treat them with arrogance, they are the dwellers of the hellfire, and there they will abide there forever. Who is more unjust than one who invents a lie against Allah, or rejects His signs and revelations? For such, their appointed portion of good things of this worldly life, and their period of stay there, will reach them from the Book of Decrees, until when our messengers, the angel of death and his helpers, come to them to take their souls, the angels will say, Where are those whom you used to invoke and worship besides Allah? They will reply, They have vanished and deserted us. And they will bear witness against themselves that they were disbelievers. Allah will say, Enter you in the company of nations who passed away before you, of men and jinn, into the fire. Every time a new nation enters, it curses its sister nation that went before, until they will be gathered all together in the fire. The last of them will say to the first of them, Our Lord, they misled us, so give them a double torment of the fire. He will say, For each one there is a double torment, but you do not know it. The first of them will say to the last of them, Peace be upon you. And at that time they will not yet have entered paradise, but they will hope to enter it with certainty. And when their eyes will be turned towards the dwellers of the fire, they will say, Our Lord, place us not with the people who are polytheists and wrongdoers. And the men on the wall will call to the men whom they would recognize by their marks, saying, Of what benefit to you were your great numbers and hoards of wealth, and your arrogance against faith? Are they those of whom you swore that Allah would never show them mercy? Behold, it has been said to them, Enter paradise. No fear shall be on you, nor shall you grieve. and the dwellers of the fire will call to the dwellers of paradise, "Pour on us some water or anything that Allah has provided you with." They will say, "Both water and provision Allah has forbidden to the disbelievers, who took their religion as an amusement and play, and the life of the world deceived them." So this day we shall forget them as they forgot their meeting of this day, and as they used to reject our proofs, signs, and revelations. Certainly, we have brought to them a book, this Quran, which we have explained in detail with knowledge, a guidance and a mercy to a people who believe. Do they await just for the final fulfillment of the event? On the day of resurrection, when the event is finally fulfilled, those who neglected it before will say, "Indeed, the messengers of our Lord did come with the truth. Now, are there any intercessors for us that they might intercede on our behalf? Or could we be sent back to the first life of the world, so that we might do good deeds other than those evil deeds which we used to do? Indeed, they have destroyed themselves, and that which they used to fabricate by invoking and worshipping others beside Allah has left them. Indeed, your Lord is Allah, who created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then he rose over the throne in a manner that suits his majesty. He brings the night as a cover over the day, seeking it rapidly. And he created the sun, the moon, the stars, subjected to his command. Surely his is the creation and commandment. Blessed be Allah, the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists. Invoke your Lord with humility and in secret. He likes not the aggressors. And do not do mischief on the earth after it has been set in order. And invoke him with fear and hope. Surely Allah's mercy is ever near to the good-doers. And it is he who sends the winds as heralds of glad tidings, going before his mercy. Till when they have carried a heavy laden cloud, we drive it to a land that is dead. Then we cause water to descend upon it. Then we produce every kind of fruit with it. Similarly, we shall raise up the dead, so that you may remember or take heed. The vegetation of a good land comes forth easily by the permission of its Lord, and that which is bad brings forth nothing but a little with difficulty. Thus do we explain variously the signs and revelations for a people who give thanks. Indeed, we sent Noah to his people, and he said, "O my people, worship Allah, you have no other God but him. None has the right to be worshipped but he. Certainly I fear for you the torment of a great day." The leaders of his people said, "Indeed, we see you are in plain error." Noah said, "O my people, there is no error in me, but I am a messenger from the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists. I convey to you the messages of my Lord, and give sincere advice to you, and I know from Allah what you know not. Do you wonder that there has come to you a reminder from your Lord through a man from amongst you, that he may warn you, so that you may fear Allah, and that you may receive his mercy?" But they denied him. So we saved him and those along with him in the ship, and we drowned those who denied our signs and revelations. They were indeed a blind people. And to the people of Ad we sent their brother Hud. He said, "O my people, worship Allah. You have no other God but him. Will you not fear Allah?" The leaders of those who disbelieved among his people said, "Indeed, we see you in foolishness, and indeed, we think you are one of the liars." Hud said, "O my people, there is no foolishness in me, but I am a messenger from the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists. I convey to you the messages of my Lord, and I am a trustworthy adviser and well-wisher for you. Do you wonder that there has come to you a reminder and advice from your Lord through a man from amongst you, that he may warn you? And remember that he made you successors after the people of Noah, and increased you amply in stature. So remember the graces bestowed upon you from Allah, that you may be successful. They said, You have come to us saying that we should worship Allah alone, and forsake that which our fathers used to worship. So, bring us that with which you have threatened us, if you are of the truthful. Hud said, Torment and wrath have already fallen on you from your Lord. Do you dispute with me over names which you have named, you and your fathers, with no authority from Allah? Then wait, I am with you amongst those who wait. So, we saved him and those who were with him by a mercy from us, and we cut the roots of those who denied our signs and revelations, and they were not believers. And to the people of Thamud we sent their brother Salih. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other God but Him. None has the right to be worshipped but Allah. Indeed, there has come to you a clear sign, the miracle of the coming out of a she-camel from the midst of a rock from your Lord. This she-camel has come from Allah as a sign to you. So leave her to graze on Allah's earth, and do not touch her with harm, lest a painful torment should seize you. And remember when he made you successors after the people of Ad, and gave you habitations in the land. You build for yourselves palaces in plains, and carve out homes in the mountains. So remember the graces bestowed upon you from Allah, and do not go about making mischief on the earth. The leaders of those who were arrogant among his people said to those who were counted weak, to such of them who believed, Know you that Salih is one sent from his Lord? They said, We indeed believe in that with which he has been sent. Those who were arrogant said, Indeed, we disbelieve in that which you believe in. So they killed the she-camel, and insolently defied the commandment of their Lord, and said, O Salih, bring about your threats if you are indeed one of the messengers of Allah. So an earthquake seized them, and they lay dead, prostrate in their homes. Then Salih turned from them and said, O my people, I have indeed conveyed to you the message of my Lord, and have given you good advice, but you like not good advisers. And remember Lot, when he said to his people, Do you commit the worst sin, such as none preceding you has committed among mankind and jinn? Indeed, you practice your lusts on men instead of women. No, but you are a people transgressing beyond bounds by committing great sins. And the answer of his people was only that they said, Drive them out of your town. These are indeed men who want to be pure from sins. Then we saved him and his family, except his wife. She was of those who remained behind in the torment. And we rained down on them a rain of stones. Then see what was the end of the criminals, polytheists and sinners. And to the people of Midian we sent their brother Shu'aib. He said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no other God but Him. Verily a clear proof from your Lord has come unto you. So give full measure and full weight and wrong not men in their things. And do not make mischief on the earth after it has been set in order. That will be better for you if you are believers. And do not sit on every road, threatening and hindering from the path of Allah those who believe in Him, and seeking to make it crooked. And remember when you were but few, and He caused you to multiply. And see what was the end of the mischief-makers, corruptors, and liars. And if there is a party of you who believes in that with which I have been sent, and a party who do not believe, be patient until Allah judges between us, and He is the best of judges. The chiefs of those who were arrogant among His people said, We shall certainly drive you out, O Shu'aib, and those who have believed with you from our town, unless you all return to our religion. He said, Even though we hate it? We will have invented a lie against Allah if we return to your religion, after Allah has rescued us from it. And it is not for us to return to it, unless Allah our Lord should will. Our Lord comprehends all things in His knowledge. In Allah alone we put our trust. Our Lord, judge between us and our people in truth, for you are the best of those who give judgment. The leaders of those who disbelieved among his people said to their people, If you follow Shu'aib, be sure then that you will be the losers. So the earthquake seized them, and they lay dead prostrate in their homes. Those who denied Shu'aib became as if they had never dwelt there in their homes. Those who denied Shu'aib, they were the losers. Then Shu'aib turned from them and said, O my people, I have indeed conveyed my Lord's messages to you, and I have given you good advice. Then how can I have sorrow for the disbelieving people's destruction? And we sent no prophet to any town, but when they denied him, we seized its people with suffering from extreme poverty, or loss of wealth, or loss of health, or calamities, so that they might humiliate themselves and repent to Allah. Then we changed the evil for the good, until they increased in number and in wealth, and said, Our fathers were touched with evil, such as loss of health and calamities, and with good, such as prosperity. So we seized them of a sudden, while they were unaware. And if the people of the towns had believed, and had piety, certainly we should have opened for them blessings from the heaven and the earth. But they denied the messengers. So we took them with punishment, for what they used to earn. Did the people of the towns then feel secure against the coming of our punishment by night while they were asleep? Or did the people of the towns then feel secure against the coming of our punishment in the forenoon while they played? Did they then feel secure against the plan of Allah? None feel secure from the plan of Allah, except the people who are the losers. Is it not clear to those who inherit the earth in succession from its previous possessors that had we willed, we would have punished them for their sins? And we seal up their hearts so that they do not hear. Those were the towns whose story we relate to you, O Muhammad. And there came indeed to them messengers with clear proofs. But they were not such as to believe in that which they had rejected before. Thus Allah does seal up the hearts of the disbelievers from each and every kind of religious guidance. And most of them we found not true to their covenant, but most of them we found indeed rebellious, disobedient to Allah. Then after them we sent Moses with our signs to Pharaoh and his chiefs, but they wrongfully rejected them. So see how was the end of the mischief makers. And Moses said, O Pharaoh, I am a messenger from the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists. It is proper for me that I say nothing concerning Allah but the truth. Indeed, I have come to you from your Lord with a clear proof. So let the children of Israel depart along with me. Pharaoh said, If you have come with a sign, show it now, if you are one of those who tell the truth. Then Moses threw his stick, and behold, it was a serpent, manifest. And he drew out his hand, and behold, it was white with radiance for the beholders. The chiefs of the people of Pharaoh said, This is indeed a well-versed sorcerer. He wants to get you out of your land, so what do you advise? They said, Put him and his brother off for a time, and send callers to the cities to bring up to you all the well-versed sorcerers. And so the sorcerers came to Pharaoh. They said, Indeed, will there be a good reward for us if we are the victors? He said, Yes, and moreover, you will in that case be amongst those nearest to me. They said, O Moses, either you throw first, or shall we have the first throw? Moses said, You throw first. So when they threw, they bewitched the eyes of the people, and struck terror into them, and they displayed a great magic. And we inspired Moses, saying, Throw your stick, and behold, it swallowed up straightway all the falsehoods which they had shown. Thus truth was confirmed, and all that they did was made of no effect. And so they were defeated there and then, and were returned disgraced. And the sorcerers fell down prostrate. They said, We believe in the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists, the Lord of Moses and Aaron. Pharaoh said, Will you believe in him before I give you permission? Surely this is a conspiracy which you have plotted in the city to drive out its people. But you shall come to know, surely I will cut off your hands and your feet on opposite sides. Then I will crucify you all. They said, Indeed, We are returning to our Lord, and you take vengeance on us only because we believed in the signs and revelations of our Lord when they reached us. Our Lord, pour out on us patience and cause us to die as Muslims. The chiefs of Pharaoh's people said, Will you leave Moses and his people to spread mischief in the land and to abandon yourselves and your gods? He said, We will kill their sons and spare their daughters, and we have indeed irresistible power over them. Moses said to his people, Seek help in Allah and be patient. Indeed, the earth is Allah's. He gives it as a heritage to whom he wills of his slaves, and a blessed end is for the pious. They said, We, the children of Israel, suffered troubles before you came to us, and since you have come to us. He said, It may be that your Lord will destroy your enemy and make you successors on the earth, so that he may see how you act. And indeed, we punished the people of Pharaoh with years of drought and shortness of crops, so that they might remember and take heed. But whenever good came to them, they said, This is ours. And if evil afflicted them, they ascribed it to evil omens connected with Moses and those with him. Be informed. Indeed, their omens are decided by Allah, but most of them know not. They said to Moses, Whatever signs and revelations you may bring to us to work your sorcery on us, we shall never believe in you. So we sent on them the flood, the locusts, the lice, the frogs, and the blood, as a succession of profound signs. Yet they remained arrogant, and they were of those people who were criminals, polytheists, sinners. And when the punishment fell on them, they said, O Moses, invoke your Lord for us because of his promise to you. If you will remove the punishment from us, we indeed shall believe in you, and we shall let the children of Israel go with you. But when we removed the punishment from them, to a fixed term which they had to reach, behold, they broke their word. So we took retribution from them, we drowned them in the sea, because they denied our signs and revelations, and they were heedless. And we made the people who were considered weak to inherit the eastern parts of the land and the western parts which we have blessed. And the fair word of your Lord was fulfilled for the children of Israel because of their endurance. And we destroyed completely all the great works and buildings which Pharaoh and his people built. And we brought the children of Israel with safety across the sea. And they came upon a people devoted to some idols in worship. They said, O Moses, make for us a god as they have gods. He said, Indeed, you are a people who know not the majesty and greatness of Allah, and what is obligatory upon you, as regards to worship none but Allah alone, the one and only God of all that exists. Moses added, Indeed, these people will be destroyed for their idol worship, and all that they are doing is in vain. He said, Shall I seek for you a god other than Allah, while he has given you superiority over the mankind and jinn of your time? And remember when we rescued you from Pharaoh's people, who were afflicting you with the worst torment, killing your sons and sparing your daughters, and in that was a great trial from your Lord. And we appointed for Moses 30 nights, and added to the period 10 more, and he completed the term, appointed by his Lord, of 40 nights. And Moses said to his brother Aaron, Replace me among my people. Act in the right way by ordering the people to obey Allah and to worship Him alone, and follow not the way of the mischief makers. And when Moses came at the time and place appointed by us, and his Lord spoke to him, he said, O my Lord, show yourself to me, that I may look upon you. Allah said, You cannot see me, but look upon the mountain. If it stands still in its place, then you shall see me. So when his Lord appeared to the mountain, he made it collapse to dust, and Moses fell down unconscious. Then, when he recovered his senses, he said, Glory be to you, I turn to you in repentance, and I am the first of the believers. Allah said, O Moses, I have chosen you above men by my messages and by my speaking to you. So hold that which I have given you, and be of the grateful. And we wrote for him on the tablets the lesson to be drawn from all things, and the explanation of all things, and said, Hold to these with firmness. These are the best teachings. I will point out for you the fate of the wicked. I shall turn away from my signs and revelations those who behave arrogantly on the earth without a right, and even if they see all the signs and revelations, they will not believe in them. And if they see the way of righteousness, they will not adopt it as the way. But if they see the way of error, they will adopt that way. That is because they have rejected our signs and revelations, and were heedless to learn a lesson from them. Those who deny our signs and revelations, and the meeting in the hereafter of the day of resurrection, vain are their deeds. Do they expect to be rewarded with anything, except for what they used to do? And the people of Moses made in his absence, out of their ornaments, the image of a calf for worship, complete with its sounds. Did they not see that it could neither speak to them nor guide them to the way? They took it for worship, and they were wrongdoers. And when they regretted and saw that they had gone astray, they repented and said, If our Lord does not have mercy upon us and forgive us, we shall certainly be of the losers. And when Moses returned to his people, angry and grieved, he said, What an evil thing is that which you have done by worshipping the calf during my absence? Did you hasten and go ahead as regards the matter of your Lord, and you left his worship? And he threw down the tablets, and seized his brother by the hair of his head, and dragged him towards him. Aaron said, O son of my mother, indeed the people judged me weak, and were about to kill me. So make not my enemies rejoice over me, nor put me amongst the people who are wrongdoers. Moses said, O my Lord, forgive my brother and I, and allow us to enter into your mercy. For you are the most merciful of those who show mercy. Certainly those who took the calf for worship, the wrath of their Lord and humiliation will come upon them in the life of this world. Thus do we recompense those who invent lies. But those who committed evil deeds and then repented afterwards and believed, indeed your Lord after this is indeed oft forgiving, most merciful. And when the anger of Moses was appeased, he took up the tablets, and in their inscription was guidance and mercy for those who fear their Lord. And Moses chose out of his people 70 of the best men for our appointed time and place of meeting. And when they were seized with a violent earthquake, he said, O my Lord, if it had been your will, you could have destroyed us before. Would you destroy us for the deeds of the foolish ones among us? It is only your trial by which you lead astray whom you will, and keep guided whom you will. You are our protector, so forgive us and have mercy on us, for you are the best of those who forgive. And ordain for us good in this world and in the hereafter. Certainly we have turned to you. He said, As to my punishment, I afflict whom I will, and my mercy embraces all things. That mercy I shall ordain for those who are pious and give charity, and those who believe in our signs and revelations. Those who follow Muhammad, the messenger, the prophet who can neither read nor write, whom they find written of in their Torah and Gospel, he exhorts them to righteousness, enjoins them from evil, allows for them all good food, and prohibits that which is evil. He releases them from their heavy burdens and from the shackles that were upon them. So those who believe in Muhammad, honor him, help him, and follow the light, this Quran, which has been sent down with him. It is they who will be successful. Say, O Muhammad, O mankind, indeed I am sent to you all as the messenger of Allah, to whom belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth. None has the right to be worshipped but he. It is he who gives life and causes death. So believe in Allah and his messenger Muhammad, the prophet who can neither read nor write, who believes in Allah and his words. Follow him, so that you may be guided. Among the followers of Moses, there are those who guide in accordance with the truth, and the truth renders them righteous. And we divided them into 12 tribes as distinct nations. We directed Moses by inspiration, so when his people asked him for water, we said, Strike the stone with your stick, and there gushed forth out of it 12 springs. Each group knew its own place for water. We shaded them with the clouds, and sent down upon them manna and quails, saying, Eat of the good things which we have provided you. They did not harm us, but they used to harm themselves. And remember when it was said to them, Dwell in this town Jerusalem, and eat there wherever you wish, and say, O Allah, forgive our sins, and enter the gate prostrated, bowing with humility. We shall forgive you your wrongdoings. We shall increase the reward for the good doers. But those among them who did wrong changed the word that had been told to them. So we sent on them a torment from heaven in return for their wrongdoings. And ask them, O Muhammad, about the town that was by the sea, when they transgressed in the matter of the Sabbath, when their fish came to them openly on the Sabbath day, and did not come to them on the day they had no Sabbath. Thus we made a trial of them, for they used to rebel. And when a community among them said, Why do you preach to a people whom Allah is about to destroy, or to punish with a severe torment? The preacher said, In order to be free from guilt before your Lord Allah, and perhaps they may fear Allah. So when they forgot the reminder that had been given to them, we rescued those who forbade evil, but we seized those who did wrong with a severe torment, because they used to rebel and disobey Allah. So when they exceeded the limits of what was prohibited to them, we said to them, Be you monkeys, despised and rejected. And remember when your Lord declared that he would certainly keep on sending against the Jews till the day of resurrection those who would afflict them with a humiliating torment. Indeed, your Lord is quick in retribution for the disobedient and wicked. And certainly he is oft forgiving, most merciful for the obedient and those who beg Allah's forgiveness. And we have broken the Jews up into various separate groups on the earth. Some of them were righteous and some were not. And we tried them with good blessings and evil calamities, in order that they might turn to Allah's obedience. Then, after them, succeeded an evil generation, which inherited the book. But they chose for themselves the evil pleasures of this world, saying as an excuse, Everything will be forgiven to us. And if again the offer of the evil pleasures of this world came their way, they would again seize them. Was not the covenant of the book taken from them, that they would not say about Allah anything but the truth? Did they not study the scripture? Certainly the abode of the hereafter is far better for those who maintain righteousness. Do you not then understand? And as to those who hold fast to the book, act on its teachings, and perform prayer, certainly we shall never waste the reward of those who do righteous deeds. And remember when we raised a mountain over them, as if it had been a canopy, and they thought it was going to fall on them, we said, Hold firmly to what we have given you of the Torah, and remember that which is therein, and act on its commandments, so that you may fear Allah and obey Him. Recall that your Lord summoned all the descendants of Adam, and had them bear witness for themselves. Am I not your Lord? They said, Yes, we testify. Thus you cannot say on the day of resurrection, Indeed, we have been unaware of this. Or lest you should say, It was only our fathers before us who took others as partners in worship along with Allah, and we were merely their descendants after them. Will you then destroy us because of the innovations of men who practice polytheism and committing crimes and sins, invoking and worshipping others besides Allah? Thus do we explain the signs and revelations in detail, so that they may turn to the truth. And recite, O Muhammad, to them the story of him to whom we gave signs and revelation, but he threw them away. So Satan followed him, and he became of those who went astray. And had we willed, we would surely have elevated him, but he clung to the earth and followed his own vain desires. So his description is the likeness of a dog. If you drive him away, he lolls his tongue out. Or if you leave him alone, he still lolls his tongue out. Such is the description of the people who reject signs and revelations. So, relate the stories. Perhaps they may reflect. Evil is the likeness of the people who reject our signs and revelations and wrong themselves. Whoever Allah guides, he is the guided one, and whoever he sends astray, they are the losers. And surely we have consigned many of jinn and mankind to hell. They have hearts with which they do not comprehend, they have eyes with which they do not see, and they have ears with which they do not hear the truth. They are like animals. No, they are far worse. They are totally unaware. And all the most beautiful names belong to Allah, so call on Him by them, and leave the company of those who deny or utter distortions against His names. They will be requited for what they used to do. And of those whom we have created, there is a community who guides others with the truth and establishes justice. Those who reject our signs and revelations, we shall gradually seize them with punishment in ways they do not perceive. We lead them on without them ever realizing it. I will even encourage them. My plan is formidable. Do they not reflect? There is no madness in their companion Muhammad. He is but a plain warner. Do they not look in the dominion of the heavens and the earth and all things that Allah has created? It may be that the end of their lives is near. In what message after this will they then believe? Whoever Allah sends astray, none can guide him, and He lets them wander blindly in their transgressions. They ask you about the hour of the day of resurrection. When will be its appointed time? Say, the knowledge of it is with my Lord alone. None can reveal its time but He. Heavy is its burden through the heavens and the earth. It shall not come upon you except all of a sudden. They ask you, as if you have a good knowledge of it, say, the knowledge of it is with Allah alone, but most of mankind know not. Say, O Muhammad, I possess no power of benefit or hurt regarding myself, except what Allah wills. If I had the knowledge of the unseen, I should have secured for myself an abundance of wealth, and no evil would have touched me. I am but a warner and a bringer of glad tidings to people who believe. It is He who has created you from a single person, and then He has created from him his wife, in order that he might enjoy tranquility with her. When he had sexual relations with her, she became pregnant, and she carried it about lightly. Then, when it became heavy, they both invoked Allah their Lord, saying, if you give us a good child in every aspect, we shall indeed be among the grateful. But when he gave them a good child in every aspect, they ascribed partners to Allah in that which he had given to them. Allah is high, exalted above all that they ascribe as partners to him. Is it not a fact that they attribute as partners to Allah those who create nothing and are themselves created? No help can they give them, nor can they help themselves. And if you call them to guidance, they do not follow you. It is the same for you, whether you call them or if you keep silent. Indeed, those whom you call upon besides Allah are slaves like you. So call upon them and let them answer you if you are truthful. Have they feet with which they walk? Or do they have hands with which they hold? Or do they have eyes with which they see? Or have they ears with which they hear? Say, O Muhammad, call your so-called partners of Allah, and have them plot against me, and give me no respite. Indeed, my protector, supporter, and helper is Allah, who has revealed the book, this Quran, and He protects, supports, and helps the righteous. And those whom you call upon besides Allah cannot help you, nor can they help themselves. And if you call them to guidance, they do not hear, and you will see them looking at you, yet they do not see. Show forgiveness, enjoin what is good, and disregard the foolish. And if an evil whisper comes to you from Satan, then seek refuge with Allah. Indeed, He is all-hearer, all-knower. Indeed, those who are pious, when an evil thought comes to them from Satan, they remember Allah, and indeed they then see. But as for their brothers, the devils, they plunge them deeper into error, and they never stop short. And if you do not bring them a miracle, they say, why have you not brought it? Say, I but follow what is revealed to me from my Lord. This Quran contains nothing but evidences from your Lord, and a guidance and a mercy for a people who believe. So when the Quran is recited, listen to it, and be silent that you may receive mercy. You shall remember your Lord within yourself, publicly, privately, and quietly, day and night, and be not of those who are neglectful. Surely those who are with your Lord, the angels, are never too proud to perform acts of worship to him, but they glorify his praise and fall prostrate before him.